Blog Talk Radio.
Glad that you tuned into the broadcast today, and we're excited. We're excited because it's the opportunity for us to speak directly to you and to let you know that we care about you, we're concerned about you, and we have a great program lined up. And if you'd like to be able to chime in, you might want to tell your friends, your relatives, that Straight Talk is on the air, and you can feel free to give us a call, 345-850-1598. We'll be more than glad to entertain your call. We're going to be talking today about some nonsense that is going on within our community here in Harrisonburg. I try to always talk from a global or national perspective on current events. But when you have some nonsense that's happening right up in your backyard, you have to address it. That's how things get out of control and beyond our control, because we don't use the platforms or the vehicles we have to make a difference. And the thing that I want to talk today about, spend considerable time talking about, and again, you're more than welcome to feel free to call in because I'm going to hit it. We're going to be talking about America's original sin, and that's to here in Harrisonburg, a city employee, part-time employee who works in the commissioner a revenue office. He used city taxpayers' equipment and sent out to a local company a Hitler. Now, notice what I said now. I'm not stuttering. I'm not making it up. A Hitler's emoji. That's right. You would think in the 21st century, a person would have enough sense not to do anything like that, especially being a taxpayer's office, and as an employee in that office, he would have the audacity, that's right, the audacity to do something like that. And I'm the kind of person that hate anywhere is a threat everywhere. That was what Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King espoused and taught. And I believe that, and we cannot allow racism and discrimination in any form to exist within our community. He also sent that in defiance toward a company which does employ an openly gay individual and an African American of that company, which happens to be the company's general attorney. And the company that I'm talking about is none other than Nexus, which is the nation's largest GPS monitoring service that helps in criminal bonds and GPS monitoring in terms of immigrants helping, which, you know, a lot of people have problems and different things with that because of the industrial complex, but I like to say like this here, for some of those individuals, they would not be able to be bonded out if it was not for the charitable services of this company. Yes, all their operations here within this community are charitable. It's charitable. And they have other business enterprises that they work at to generate their income, to give them the capital to do what they do, help people, which is helping people, especially those who have had some incarceration in their life. But the main thing of it is, for an individual to do some asinine act like that is just unacceptable. It's inappropriate. And we're calling on the resignation of this individual. We're calling on the Commissioner of Revenue to stand up and stand out and to terminate this individual's employment, because this is unacceptable in the 21st century. Ain't no wondering, I didn't really mean what I did, and it was an accident and so forth like that. You know very well what you're doing when you send out a Hitler. I'll say that again, a Hitler emoji. Now, do you know what Hitler done? He exterminated, listen, hundreds of thousands of Jews. That's right. Was just an evil man. And you can go on and on. I don't even want to dignify the breath out of my mouth by talking about this man. But those of you who know about his history know that there are people that espouse that supremacist ideology. And they do it in a form and a fashion where they still promote hatred of certain races, primarily black, Jews, Catholic, and gay. And the thing of it is that we cannot allow this here to happen in the 21st century, any century. Has it really stopped? No, it really hasn't. It hasn't. You know, things have a tendency to lie dormant sometimes, and it really hasn't, because it's a fact that America's original sin is that America was established as a white society. That's right, a white society. And it was established as that, where they felt the present inhabitants of the land were savages. As a matter of fact, in the Constitution, it talks about the savages that inhabit the land. Come on. It's time we speak up and speak out against America's original sin. And I want to tell you something. You know, racism is not a myth of our imagination. It's real. And all it takes is individuals who espouse that type of ideology promoting that hatred. And we know that I'm not talking about some celebrity apprentice situation. I'm talking about some serious situations that is going on, primarily Mr. Trump, that is stirring up hatred. And you can see a spike. Yes, there's a spike in the rise of racism. And people who are racist and who are supremacists of nature, who's hiding in the shadows, are coming out of the shadow because they feel they have a right to stand up and stand out and speak that hate. It's very evident concerning Barack Obama as the 44th President of the United States of America, how these individuals, these obstructionists, just don't recognize his policies, his presidency. As a matter of fact, they despise it. And their main rhetoric is, we're taking back America. Well, if you think this is how you're going to take back America, by using city-owned taxpayer equipment and espousing hate, it's not going to happen. If the civil rights movement defeated hatred in the 60s, that's right, we're not going to allow it to happen in the 21st century. We're going to stand up against it. That's right. And I would be less than a man of character as president of the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center if I didn't stand up and speak out against racism in the 21st century. Harriet Tubman was an individual that was committed and dedicated. And from 1850 to 1860, she worked hard and tirelessly in the Underground Railroad to take a stand against the institution of slavery. And with the work and the help of abolitionists, she was used in such a significant and a mighty way to help to dismantle it. And it did. And when the Civil War broke out, 1861 to 1865, it was on. She was still used, because then she became well, they try to box her in as a cook, but knowing Harriet Tubman, she would rise to any occasion or be faithful in any position she was placed in. From a cook, yes, to a nurse. And as she interacted and talked to people, they learned of her skills and her ability as an expert in terms of trails. And she became a spy, and she allowed the Union Army to be able to be involved in the capture of and recapture of many men. I'm telling you, if it was not allowed back then, it was spoke out against back then, I'm speaking out against it now. We're calling for the Commissioner of Revenue to take a stand. Take a stand. Ask for that individual to resign. Let me tell you what we've been doing. We've been having protest rally. That's right. We've been rallying in protest at City Hall. Yes, calling for this individual to resign. That's right, to resign. I don't have the full part of his name. I don't. I think it's Mr. Engelbert. But he need to resign because he's hidden racist. Anybody that would do something like that on city-owned equipment, they need to be terminated. And so we're not giving up. As a matter of fact, on Thursday at 10 o'clock, there's going to be Thursday at 10 o'clock at Courthouse Square. I'll say it again. At Thursday in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia, on Courthouse Square, there's going to be a rally. And it's going to be a national against racism, not only here in Harrisonburg, but also within this nation. Because there comes a time that enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we mean that. And we're not going to tolerate it. So we're bringing in national individuals, civil rights leaders, who are going to stand up and speak up, speak out, coming here, right here, to the valley, the Shenandoah Valley, that's going to speak up and out about this spike. Say it again, this spike of racism. That's not only happening here in the valley, but it's happening all over the nation. And you know what? I want to say this to my loyal listeners here. I've always committed myself to try to tell it like it is, to be as straight as I can, almost like a bow and arrow, because the object of the goal is to hit the target, and the target is the escalation of this mentality that white is right, and anything that's not white is not right. It's anything that does not agree to your core values in terms of inclusion versus exclusion is not right. It's not right. And you do any and everything you can to fight it, to resist it, to try to preserve the original America's original sin, which is that this nation was established as a white society. Come on, get with it. This nation is no longer a melting pot. No, it's not. Don't try to melt me down to nothing. I love my culture. I love cultures, period. I don't care. Cultures, period. And no human being has the right to lord or to dominate their independence or influence over another culture. And so we're bringing in people that's going to stand up and speak the truth, because it's the truth that sets you free. We know that. It's the truth that sets you free. And we want you to experience that. I tell you, like it is, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with part two of this here, what's going on here in Harrisonburg concerning the protest rally that will be happening this Thursday at 10 o'clock. Welcome back to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And that's what we've been having, straight talk concerning acts of racism that's going on here in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia. And I just would like to say that this is inappropriate and will not be tolerated. It's not the first time that there's been acts of racism that is here. The owner of one of the local restaurants here called one of his employees the N-word, yes. And so it was just swept under the rug. Nobody did nothing. But what I'm here to say is that when people think they can get by with an attitude like this here, an attitude of ingratitude where you hate life, it's time that you realize that you cannot just say anything and do anything without some consequences. You cannot go into a theater and shout fire. Why? Because it's against the law. You can't do it. And there are laws against hate behavior. That's right. That's right. We have laws to prevent that. And I want to tell you, what we're doing here is Doug Mason was the founder of an organization stands for Citizens, Sincere Citizens Against Racism. And on Thursday, we're asking all citizens to come and to sign up, join the fight, and to stand against racism, not only here in Harrisonburg, but in anywhere, form, or fashion that you see it rise up his ugly head. Scar is going to be there. Doug Mason, this man who is a local Harrisonburgite, who was raised in Harrisonburg, he was working up at the resort that's here in Harrisonburg, Massanutten is called, Massanutten Resort, and he was the victim of a noose incident. Not that they put it around his neck, but they put it around his workstation. Yes. And they didn't do it just one time. They done it several times. It wasn't only intimidation, but it was an outright threat to the extent that the Commonwealth Attorney, Marsha Garst, and the sheriff, they took a stand against it, and also Senator Mark Overshane, and they got a law passed through the General Assembly concerning the hate law, the noose law. Yes, it was enacted from Harrisonburg right here, and Doug Mason, the founder of this organization, and others are calling for the revitalization of that organization, SCAR, Sincere Citizens Against Racism, so that they can stand up, stand against foul play in this community. And that's what we're about. And so we're going to ask everybody within the sound of this boat, because we're going to flood this podcast throughout the valley. We want to see you to be at Court Square on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We're going to take a public national stand against racism. The Washington Post will be there along with other media outlets because they're concerned. They're concerned about this. And we want to do everything we can to make a difference because being different makes a difference. And we got to work against this here. We got to. And so we'll march. Yes, we'll march from that rally to that site where we've been having protests to protest for the resignation. And I'm going to go as far as to say this here. I call, that's right, I call. I ain't afraid to put my name out there. I put it out there. I call upon the Commissioner of Revenue. I call upon her to terminate that individual. If you don't do it, we're going to call for your resignation. Because when you're in a position, for service, not torment. That's right, to make a difference. And so I want anybody that has a conscience, that has a clarity of purpose and vision of inclusion, not exclusion, and a love for humanity, period, to come out and support this rally and to take a stand that we cannot allow the bastion of racism to develop here in the city of Harrisonburg, which is known as the Friendly City. So, you may sound, well, you sound like you upset. Well, I am upset. And I'll tell you, I'll take it even a little further. I'm angry because you would not think that in the 21st century, the men and the women who have black and white, who have died for the promotion and the preservation of civil rights, to just to fall back and don't have a righteous indignation against acts of torment and violence and racism like this. We must rise to the occasion and realize that it's very, very important. It's very important. It's very important, just like Harriet Tubman, time after time after time, went across the Mason-Dixie line to bring forth to the sweet land of liberty hundreds of enslaved men, women, and children that they could be set free. It wasn't an easy journey. It was very teasers. There was no infrastructure like it is today. But she was committed. She was dedicated. She was consecrated to get them to land of liberty. She had a purpose. She had a goal. And I know there was times she got very discouraged, but she kept her eye on the big gore in the sky. And she knew that as she traveled north, she would get to that land, the land of safety, the Canadian land, where many could experience for the first time their freedom. When she got there to her place of freedom, herself, she realized that it was not just enough for her to be free herself, but she had to reach back and to help others. It wasn't enough for just her to be free, but she had to help others to be free. And she did that. She did that from the sincere depths of her heart. She escaped. And she decided that it's not enough for me to be free. When she got there, when she crossed that Mason-Dixie line, she knew for the next year, doing various work as a domestic and odd and ends job, she had to leave her freedom so that she could reach back and help others to also experience that opportunity. And you know what? That's what it's all about. Because there's a lot of people who, even though they think that they have arrived, they think that they have accomplished their goal, there's many who are trapped and enslaved in their own ways of thought and passion to the extent that others just quite don't fit. As a matter of fact, they primarily call them blacks, Jews, Catholics. Any person of color that's not a supremacist or white of the white Anglo-Saxon race, they look at them as a misfit. But I'm here to let you know that we're committed and dedicated for a just society, a society that's free from all prejudice, race, and discrimination. And it's going to take us working together to make a difference. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it if we stay focused and don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I want to tell you, we here at the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center, we here on Straight Talk, we know our purpose. We're not going to give in to our purpose. We're going to stand firm working together, as co-laborers working together in partnership, to all those who are sincere and ready to stand in the gap, a God-appointed place for God answers prayer to make a difference in this city and throughout this country. We can do it, but we have to stay on point for it to take place. We got to. We got to, brothers and sisters, because if we don't do that, then we go off to the point of despair, knowing that when you get into the place of despair, it's nothing but torment, because you have speculation, wondering just what must you do? What must you do? And I'm going to tell you what you must do. You must, number one, you must pray. You must pray, because this fight, which is we're fighting a good fight of faith, we must realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual weaknesses in high places, against rulers of darkness. These individuals are literally possessed by a spirit of hatred, and that hatred manifests itself in ways and forms and fashions that is just inappropriate. And for anybody to use city taxpayer equipment in a way like that, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. And it has to be called out for what it is. And that's what we're doing. That's why today's program is geared towards speaking up and out against racism right here in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia. And yes, this Thursday at 1 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, there will be a national press conference and a stand against. So I hope you come out. I hope you be committed to praying. I hope you be committed to protesting, committed to taking a stand, that enough is enough. It is, because it's real that people have given of their blood, their sweat, and their tears to make a difference in society. So, what do? We keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. And as we keep on keeping on, you're going to see a difference. I guarantee you. You'll see a difference. The days of white only is over with. That's over with. America is a tossed salad. And let me tell you something. We're not going to rob ourselves of the wonders of diversity. It's beautiful, it's real, and it's here to stay. That's the way it is. It's here to stay. So, stand up, stand out for what you know is right, and we'll see many people either get right or deliver. Have a good day.